Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.
Cuddle your children whenever you get a chance. That's the words of Andrew McGinley, quoted on the front of pretty much all of the papers here at home this morning, the tabloids in particular, alongside a photograph of the family and the three children, Connor, Dara and Carla. Just a heartbreaking statement released by their dad, Andrew McGinley, yesterday. The Mirror, the Herald, the Star and also the Daily Mail all leading with this story this morning, along with the Irish Independent as well today. A woman in her 40s was arrested yesterday on suspicion of murder. Very little we can say in relation to the case, but there's lots more on that story right across all of the papers here at home this morning. The other story, though, across the papers today, it's the election, no major surprise, but it's the focus this morning is on Sinn Féin's economic plans. That's what's dominating the Irish Independent, their headline this morning. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael attack dangerous Sinn Féin pledges on economy is the headline there. While the Irish Times today, Sinn Féin unveils plan for billions in spending. So yesterday, Sinn Féin released plans for a fairly dramatic increase in public spending, funded by billions of euro in tax increases on businesses and basically the better off, in a manifesto that was described by the Sinn Féin party leader yesterday, Mary Lou MacDonald, as uplifting and fair. And they pledged things like an additional 12 billion euro in day-to-day spending on public services and welfare over the next 5 years, and also a further 10 billion in additional infrastructure spending. And the bulk of this was going to be spent on public housing. In addition, looking at income tax in particular, Sinn Féin, they're promising to abolish the USC on the first 30,000 of the income, get rid of the local property tax, also give a tax relief and 1 month's rent to all renters. And then to pay for this, they unveiled this fairly sweeping range of tax increases, which would raise an additional 3.8 billion euro a year. And the party says that only those in the top 3% of earners would pay more tax, but it aims to raise more than 700 million euro in income tax from those earning more than 100,000 euro. But the plans were immediately attacked by Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil yesterday. They described them as reckless and economically dangerous, both parties focusing on Sinn Féin's promises of these kind of big cuts to the USC, to abolish the property tax, hike taxes for businesses and those earning over 100 grand, and increase public spending by 22 billion over 5 years. That's really the political story dominating the papers, particularly the broadsheets here at home this morning. There's lots of analysis of that story inside the papers today as well, and all of the election news. And we'll also have a further dissection of their policies coming up, as you heard Kieran mention a little bit earlier on there, on News Talk Breakfast from 7 o'clock this morning. The Irish Examiner leads today. Really interesting story. This is a review of state powers to enter homes. The paper's security correspondent Cormac O'Keefe writing this morning that state powers to enter private properties, private homes, and to apply for domestic violence style barring orders are being considered by the state's legal experts. And it's part of a kind of a new regime to protect adults from abuse. And the Law Reform Commission is also going to examine whether a new statutory body should be set up and established to try and exercise these and other powers, or if they should be really invested or vested in existing agencies that are already there. Now, the Law Reform Commission is, they're looking for your views. They want to get the views from the public as part of the examination, and full details of this are going to be published later today. But one of the more complex and potentially contentious issues, I think, will centre around this idea of granting the state the right to enter private homes over fears an adult in the property maybe is at risk of abuse or neglect. But this could look at things like situations perhaps maybe where a third person also in the house is preventing access, or where the adult in question lacks the capacity to refuse access. And the statutory expert body is also going to consider whether the power of entry could only be exercised on foot of a court order, or if it could be operated solely on the authority of the agency itself. People can email your views, and the Law Reform Commission is looking for your views on this. You can email them to p5p2@lawreform.ie, and you have to do so before the 30th of April. I've no doubt you'll hear more analysis of that story too later on today as well. A quick look at the tabloids, just the remaining tabloid this morning. The Star leading today with a court case. This is the Central Criminal Court has heard Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue was shot at close range during a planned robbery of a credit union in County Louth 7 years ago. The man on trial has pleaded not guilty to capital murder and robbery, and the trial is set to run for 16 weeks. Now, to some of the other stories that you will be talking about today. The front page of the Telegraph this morning, Wales outlaws smacking of children. The Welsh Assembly yesterday voted to ban the smacking of children. The legislation will come into force in 2022, but opponents say it'll criminalise parents and increase pressure on social services. We're interested in your view on that story this morning. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. But the story that caught my eye today, it's an opinion piece in the Irish Examiner this morning. Ireland has lost its smile, says author Taylor, is the piece, page 3 of the paper today. This is author Alice Taylor says, a wave of unfriendliness is descending on Irish people who are increasingly discouraging even the most casual interaction with others. A wall of silence, she says, seems to be coming between us and people that we meet on the streets. Alice Taylor has penned more than 20 books over nearly four decades, and they've kind of focused on things like the values of rural life and the power of local communities as well. I just thought it was a really interesting piece. Some of the commentary, she says that it may be understandable in the big cities, but in small rural communities it shouldn't be happening, and it's upsetting to see. She said that she noticed this while out on a walk over the weekend. People seem to be putting up a wall of silence between themselves and other people. Really interesting observations, I thought, from Alice Taylor, and we're interested in hearing your view on that. Is Ireland losing its friendly face? Why are we afraid maybe of being friendly? You can let us know your take on that story this morning on Twitter at BreakfastNT. The other story that I think you'll be hearing much more about today as well. It's in the Star this morning. I can't stress it enough. You have to scrap WhatsApp. This is a story across a couple of the papers too this morning. The GAA plans to launch its own communications app for its members after advising clubs to stop using WhatsApp to communicate with people over data protection concerns. According to The Star, Croke Park bosses have become increasingly worried about GDPR compliance issues surrounding members using the phone app, and instead the organisation confirmed last night that it's going to develop its own app. And the GAA has told, also in an interview, said that it believes that it'll be prudent for all members to use the app when it becomes available, and the Laois County Board has already instructed all of its clubs over its concerns over using WhatsApp as well. There's more on that story, page 9 of The Star this morning too. To some of the other stories that you'll be hearing about as well today, the coronavirus. Returning Chinese checking for virus is the headline in the front of the Irish Times this morning. This is the Chinese embassy in Ireland says a few of its own citizens have placed themselves in self-isolation after returning from China in accordance with the requirements for epidemic prevention. And those affected are inspecting their own physical status, including body temperature, respiratory condition and other possible symptoms of the disease, according to an official. And this is as the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak in China reached 106 yesterday. The embassy in Dublin said it was willing to help and facilitate the government evacuate Irish citizens from the country. More on that story front page of the Irish Times today. The other story in the Independent, schools. Well, teacher shortages in particular, page 2 of the paper. The teacher shortage is worsening, with almost 4 in 5, this is second level schools, receiving no application for a recently advertised position. And the growing struggle of post-primary schools facing in filling vacancies is now outlined in a new survey, and in the past 6 months, 77% of principals reported advertising jobs for which no one applied. It's up 68% in a survey that was conducted back in April of last year as well. Also in the Sun this morning, screens danger to children aged 3. Toddlers who are glued to phones and tablets and the TV at the age of 3 are couch potatoes by the time they're 5. This is according to new research. They move for 40 minutes less each day by the time they start primary school than those who had less screen time earlier in their life. And the researchers also say the reduced physical activity may contribute to weight gain and to poor health conditions. Just to a few of the other interesting stories online and in the papers this morning as well today. Do you get up to much in the morning maybe before you leave the house, or are you running around the place trying to get out the door? Well, there's a new list of 5 things that you should do before 9 o'clock in the morning to get your day off to what they describe as the best start. This is on the online publication her.ie this morning. Make your bed, get moving, don't skip breakfast, write your to-do list. I don't know, does anyone do that? And do something that brings you joy. I don't know when you'd have time to do that before 9 in the morning. But anyway, that's the top 5 things you're supposed to do before 9. And also, if you're looking, this is a story really caught my eye this morning. If you're looking for an excuse to dodge the family holiday this year, or maybe the one with your partner, going on holiday with your friends is good for your health. This is according now to new research. It's by Southern Living. They're reporting that while families are grand and all of that, friendships can increase your life expectancy, lower your blood pressure, and even make it easier for us to tolerate physical pain. Hanging out with your mates increases the production of oxytocin, the hormone that releases when you're feeling good. And in turn, this can make a person happier, more trusting and more generous. By association as well, this Harvard study also found that people who don't have close friends are more likely to suffer from depression and also to die at a younger age as well. This is research published, carried out by researchers at Harvard University. So if you're looking for an excuse to go on holiday with your friends this year, and perhaps not your family, there you go, you finally have it. There's now research to prove it, and it's good for your health as well. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.